Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
A-League Podcast, man. We are back. This is the last recording of the year, fellas, man. Doesn't it feel weird? 2016 went by fast.
Right. Where did the time go?
Where did it go, man? ATL, baby. Saturday morning, New Year's Eve. Is it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? New Year's Eve.
Depends when this is released, though.
True. Speaking of last night, I saw Rashad hitting them folks.
Man,
and was that you who was jumping up and down, hitting them folks in the what's the hype section
the
over there?
Six man section.
I don't know.
It was probably a bunch of folks hitting them folks.
There was. I saw y'all.
It was probably me too. I can't even lie.
I didn't like the wave though. I didn't like y'all doing the wave. That was real corny.
We just started.
Okay, who started that?
People in the 300s. I love the wave. You don't like the wave?
Oh, that's corny. Dog.
No, the wave is the most awesome thing.
They do that at baseball all the time.
The game is dead, and I get it.
It was dead. The Hawks were up by 18.
Yeah, no, I get it, but we couldn't do something else. We're in Atlanta. We are in Atlanta. All right,
what you want them to do? The swag surf in the middle of the
game? Yo, how dope would that be? Yo,
like ATL own version of the wave.
Thank you. That would be so sick. You got an idea. Somebody can steal the idea. Hold on.
Right.
Man.
The A-League trademarked it.
That's us, man.
That's not the word.
Nah, you get it. We get the point. Let's get into the first topic here. Warriors and Cavs. December Christmas game. That was by far the best game of the NBA season. I was just completely.
Are you sure it wasn't the Hawks versus Nuggets when the Hawks went on a 9 free throw?
Yeah, that was a heck of a comeback.
You're right. Oh my god, how can I forget that?
When Millsap won the game from the free throw line.
You're so right.
Only Millsap.
Who won the game from the free throw line, Jeremy?
Only Millsap can win a game from a free throw.
he invents ways.
The sleepiest game winner.
They threw up the fist like Ali. Threw up the fist at the end.
True. Now, what do y'all think about that game, man? And just the rivalry, just as a whole, and where it's headed.
All right, so the thing with me is, it's Christmas, and Christmas was on Sunday, so, I went to church Sunday morning.
I
stayed up late on Christmas Eve for some reason, just because I usually just stay up late. And so since I stayed up late, I woke up early for church. I was planning to take a nap, but church was supposed to go from 10 to like 11:30. It went from like 10 to 12. There was like a surprise marriage ceremony at Black church. I know.
Why they had to do that? They couldn't wait.
I know.
Nobody trying to be here for that.
But it was awesome though, because the church was full and everybody dressed up because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cute for y'all, but I'm trying to watch these games.
Thank you.
I got back to the crib. I watched the first game, which was a good game, Knicks and Celtics.
That was
an underrated game because everybody's going to be talking about this Cavs game. And then so when the Cavs game came on, it was about the first quarter I was up. And second quarter, I was getting a little sleepy. I already had my Christmas dinner. I already opened up the presents, fell asleep. I woke up with 1 minute left.
Damn.
So I missed a whole comeback. And I only saw the end of the game.
Dog, it's not even your fault, because I don't know why they didn't put it at a later time. That made no sense to me.
Right.
When I saw 2:30, I was like, put that game at like 8, man, or 6. Right, I don't know, right. 6 or something.
They do that all the time.
They always put the worst games at the end.
Yeah, they put the worst games at the end. I was to see the Clippers and the Lakers.
They always end with the Clippers and the Lakers. But they always end with the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah, they do, which is. Come on, that's not even a rivalry anymore. It's just, it just is what it is.
Well, it was a rivalry those couple years. Speaking of rivalries, with when the Lakers first got Gasol and the Clippers first got Blake Griffin and and Chris Paul.
That was because like, they were trying to take the time
about,
from
yeah,
him.
About 2012. Yeah, that was a rivalry then when Kobe dunked on Chris Paul. I think
he did dunk him up.
Yeah, that was
a rivalry.
I try
to forget
then.
That. You just reminded me.
But yeah, but if we talk about biggest rivalry, bringing it back on track, I really like the Clippers and the Warriors as the biggest rivalry just because,
man,
like, they go back. Like, you're talking about, I think they fought on Christmas one year.
Yep. Yeah, they did. Yeah, the game ended with Bogut and CP getting into it. And
exactly.
The game was over. Like, it was done.
Exactly. I mean, they've been going back for about 3-4 years now.
See, that should have been the best.
Right.
But the Clippers, then the Warriors just start spanking once Kerr came as a coach. Then, you know, they just start spanking them. Everybody was predicting that was going to be the rivalry, like the best
for years to come.
And it just stopped once Kerr got there and they just completely took over.
But it's still a good fight.
Yeah, it's because like, you got 2 point guards like that going, and then you got Draymond and Blake Griffin, who plays Blake better than anybody. So it's just like, you know, it is good. It's physical. But they just keep beating them. So it's like, it's not fun anymore watching that. But it's a good game to watch.
And the thing about the whole thing as far as, you know, rivalries is what you were saying, Rashad, about how the Clippers and the Warriors once had a rivalry. It was the same dynamic with the Lakers and the Kings with the whole no-cal-so-cal deal.
Yeah,
but
right.
As far as the Clippers and as far as the Warriors and the Cavs are concerned, I just look at this entire NBA season. You're like, it's as if the entire NBA season was essentially encapsulated in one game on Christmas.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, I just feel like the entire NBA season is in many ways anticlimactic, and it's such a shame because it really takes away from what could be a lot of, you know, great storylines in the NBA.
It
like,
does.
Can we just get to Warriors Cavs part three in the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Because barring on something entirely unforeseen happening, that's going to be the NBA Finals, and it's probably gonna go 7 games again.
Again, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the best chance we have here. Go ahead.
I thought they were saying that, you know, the beginnings of, you know, the next Lakers Celtics rivalry. You know?
I like that.
This rivalry could, like, because these guys are still young. A lot of these guys, Steph's still pretty young. KD's young. I don't think he'll be there long, but
Kyrie's only like 24, 25.
Right. And, you know, I think, you know, it's the beginning of that kind of rivalry. And it's something you're only going to get to see twice in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to meet in the finals, you know, the next 3-4 years. And it's just beautiful to watch.
I mean,
I don't like either team, and, you know, I'm not really a LeBron fan. I'm not a Steph Curry fan, but it's just great to watch. I mean,
that's the thing about it. They make people watch, even if you're not a fan.
Right.
Like, you still like, I have to watch this
game.
I'm tuning in.
I got to see it because it's beautiful basketball.
It is.
It's
right.
Beautiful to watch.
I love the fact that, like, the Warriors are, the Cavs, like, the Warriors made so many runs in that game. And it's just like, what I love about it is, like, the Cavs are, like, the one team they face that it's just, like, they're not scared. Like, they believe completely they can stay in the game, because most people face the Warriors and they flex their muscle and then that's it, and then, you know, like, yeah, that's it, they get petrified, that's, and they're done. But the war, like, this Cavs team is just like, not just because they beat them, but it's, I feel like they've always been confident when they play them, because, and it started when that first, you know, that first championship when they lost, when everybody was injured, and I think they've always felt like we were better than this team. So it just seems like, you know what I mean, like, it seems like they're not afraid of Steph, they're not afraid of Klay. They're just like, yo,
and they ain't afraid of KD either.
They're not afraid.
LeBron has kind of, you know, been at the head of that, because, you know, he's been the guy that's kind of embraced, you know, that, hey, you know, he doesn't really talk about, most great athletes don't talk about the team they're facing.
Yeah,
like Michael
didn't
talk about, oh, we got to beat the Lakers or we got to beat the Pistons. No, he was.
But they know.
They know.
Yeah.
LeBron has come out, and I've heard him, you know, acknowledge the Warriors, like, yeah, they're a good team, but we're not afraid of them, and, you know, we can beat them. And, and he openly, you know, seems to, enjoy beating them.
Yeah. So, like, all that stuff that last year with moving him off his throne, Steph coming in and taking, you know, all that, like, that just completely fueled him and gave him, like a second win, it seemed like. Like, he was so ready to face Steph last year. And even now, I think it's still, like, a chip on his shoulder. He waits for these people they keep trying to, like, put him over.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they try to put KD over him 1 year. They try to put Steph over him another year.
I think
he's like,
gonna,
I'm still
his
here.
Career. I think, well, it's going to extend his career.
I think so, too.
I mean, Steph was better than him that 1 year.
It's that 1 year, but at the end of the day, who's the better player?
Steph was having a better year.
Dirk
was probably a better player than LeBron in 2011.
Who?
Dirk won the finals.
Dirk
he played better
Dirk.
Than him in that finals.
Yeah.
He did.
In the finals. Right. He was the best player in the
Wade
world.
Wade played better
week.
Than him. I think Wade was a better
week.
Player than LeBron. Yeah, for that week. Exactly.
Yeah,
Wade was a better player than LeBron back then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Then and that year, yeah. But I mean, over
Jason
the span
Terry
of it,
shut him down that series.
That was such a shame.
I like to bring that up all the time.
No, that was. But then again, that wasn't the LeBron we see today.
Yeah, right. Oh, that, definitely not.
But that was a long.
I think that series is really going to affect when you talk about all time, like top five. When people say he's top five already, I don't think so. Whoa. I don't think he's top five already.
Wait, you don't think
name your top five.
Top five player of all time? All
right, you got Bill Russell.
No.
Okay. No.
Okay, you got Wilt Chamberlain. Okay. You got Magic Johnson.
Okay.
You got Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And you got
Kobe.
Kobe.
Wait, what? You put Kobe over?
No. That's not in order.
Not in order.
I got Jordan.
No, no, it doesn't even matter. I'm just saying Kobe shouldn't be in there before LeBron.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
tripping.
No.
Yes. You can't have Jordan and Kobe in the same.
No, Kobe has the killer instinct that LeBron doesn't have. He still doesn't have it.
I think LeBron's been a better player.
Kyrie's still taking the last shot because LeBron doesn't have that killer instinct.
Nah, he doesn't. That's true, but LeBron's the best overall player ever.
So if you don't have that killer instinct,
LeBron's the best overall player.
Why do you deserve
ever?
To be in the top five?
No.
Wait, did Bill Russell have a killer instinct?
First of all, take Bill Russell completely out
of it. That's what I just said. That's what I'm like, yo.
Then LeBron doesn't have killer instinct, but he just single-handedly killed the Warriors' hopes with that block. To win the game seven.
That's his signature play off his career.
He does different things.
Takes a killer to be able to pin somebody's shot to the backboard like that.
I'm not putting Kobe in there before him. I'm not putting Kobe in there before
LeBron's
him.
The top five.
All right. If that's the case, then so is Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace is also a killer instinct guy if you're talking about a block like that.
He can't play basketball. Come on, out of here, man.
Everybody run up over hype. Everything LeBron James does. King James.
Come back to earth, Rashad.
You were just hyping up Dwight a minute ago.
Exactly.
I was.
But you putting down LeBron?
He the only one that could beat LeBron.
Ben Wallace can get
you from Atlanta for real.
I'm only down on LeBron James when it comes to the all-time top five discussion.
You only down him then? Where's he at, like 60?
He in the top 10.
Rashad.
He ain't top five.
Rashad.
Jeremy, get him.
Rashad.
Now.
What? Has there ever been somebody?
Bill Russell got 11 rings. People want to talk about Bill Russell only played against.
Construction workers.
He only played against, white boys.
He did.
Well, that's what he was. That's the generation.
Playing against the deaf and the blind.
But that's not what I'm saying.
But Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain were playing like today's big man in the 50s and 60s when you're only like they,
let me
only,
tell you
they didn't even waist didn't even exist back then.
Bill Russell would have got bodied today. All right, he would have got bodied by some of these big men. I'm being disrespectful, but he would have got bodied today.
If Bill Russell had the same equipment
in his life,
if Bill Russell had the same equipment that these boys have,
well,
today,
he didn't.
Rashad,
come on, bro.
Okay, you said even it. All right, on a fair scale, then possibly.
You're trying to tell me he wouldn't be. With his natural talent, that the people didn't have. He was an innovator. Without Bill Russell,
he is revered. He is a legend.
And he's
revered.
Got 11 rings. He was a player.
Playing against who?
So Robert Ory is a top 10 player. He's got 7 rings.
He was clutch. If that's the only argument you have,
Robert Ory is nowhere near the player that Bill Russell was.
Okay, then. That's what you just said.
So Bill Russell's nowhere near the player LeBron is.
Exactly.
No. He's not. You know that.
But you can't
LeBron's overall talent is ridiculous.
That's two different eras.
It is.
Rashad.
So it's hard to compare eras.
But I'm saying, in his era, for what
he was the greatest.
The resources he was given,
yes.
That's the best you can do.
Rashad. Okay, no, that's fair. I'm not trying. I can't knock
him.
I can't knock him for what was there.
LeBron James is the single-handedly most talented player we've ever seen.
Okay, because
fastest, jumps the highest, strongest.
Because what we have in our generation, he grew up with weight rooms.
He grew up with this.
Like,
so were you mad at him for what he put
human evolution?
Yes.
Just genetically speaking, he's the most talented. He's the most athletic. All right, but if Bill Russell was born in this time,
could Bill Russell decide to score 40 points and just do it?
I don't know.
Look at his stats. He only averaged like 20 points a game. Maybe.
But he was the ultimate team player as well.
Bill Russell was going to grab the block.
Yeah.
He was going to grab the block, turn it into a rebound, bring the ball up the court, get it to Havlicek, get it back to him, he scored.
That's literally what LeBron does right now. Grabs the rebound, goes down the court.
Coast to coast.
I can pass the ball, or I can go dunk on somebody.
Has Bill Russell choked?
Yeah.
He probably had. We weren't even. None of us were even close to being alive.
Has Bill Russell choked in the finals when it counted the most going against Will Chamberlain?
I don't know, dog.
When Will Chamberlain was on the Lakers and it's Celtics Lakers in the finals, Bill Russell choked at the end of his career when he was a player coach. He was the league's MVP and the best coach.
We barely had film
at the same time, bro.
At the same, bro. You go.
I'm just saying.
You gotta put some respect on his name.
Man,
look, put some respect on LeBron.
LeBron's top five, dude, by far.
LeBron ain't no top five, bro.
I would rather take somebody else off that list that you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Than put LeBron, not LeBron, taking Kobe off that list.
No, you can't.
Not Kobe. Maybe Magic. Maybe Magic.
Wait, did he say Magic? Did you say Magic?
No, yeah, I said Magic. Okay. You can't disrespect
I'm taking Kobe
Magic
off. I'm not putting Jordan and Kobe in the same.
LeBron is Magic.
Where did Magic go? Magic went, what, 5 for 7 in the finals?
He did.
So y'all gonna hold his finals against him? But all all these players you're mentioning had players that were superstar caliber players with them.
Yes. Okay. So did LeBron.
No, he
had
did
Chris Bros.
When he
Chris
lost Bros against the Spurs in the first round.
That's the only one. That's the only one you can say that for. And they you can't say that for any other one.
And they would have lost another one of those years if it wasn't for Ray Allen.
Right.
Exactly.
Those guys weren't superstars. Dwayne Wade wasn't a superstar. When he got there.
When LeBron got there, he was not Dwayne Wade.
Trust me.
Dwayne Wade is still a superstar. He's like 38 years old with no knees.
No knees.
And he's still a superstar.
Walking around with no knees.
You know why? Because at any given night, Dwayne Wade can still drop 40 when you need him to in an elimination situation.
At this stage of his career,
Magic was 5-4.
Didn't Dwayne Wade do that in
Magic Johnson was 5-4 in the finals.
What year was that? 2014?
How many years ago was it?
A couple years ago.
Is he a superstar today?
How many times has Dwayne Wade been in that position to even win a game like that?
You said he didn't answer the question.
What?
What'd you ask him?
I said, is Dwayne Wade a superstar today?
No.
That's what you just said.
I'll say, but he can do what a superstar needs to do in a big game.
No, a superstar does it every game.
And a must win.
No.
He's physically incapable of doing that.
Okay, then he's not a superstar.
But in a game six situation, Dwayne Wade can still get me 40 today. At the end of 2016.
He was a superstar in 06.
So then why Jimmy Butler? So why is Jimmy Butler?
06 way. 06 way.
Why is Jimmy Butler taking the last shot? And why was LeBron asked to take the last shot all those times?
Well, I mean, Wade was taking the last shot in Miami, was he not?
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
When Shaq was on the team, when he was the leader on the team, that was pre-LeBron.
And he was still taking the last shot.
Okay.
And he took the last shot after Shaq, in between LeBron. And he took the last shot when LeBron got there.
Okay.
LeBron took the last shot about 3 times.
And then LeBron single-handedly had to win the last two series by himself. He made the layup at the buzzer
that one game against Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think that's the only – well, he made that step-back jumper in Golden State.
Okay.
With 0.1 seconds left.
Okay.
Other than that, what will LeBron do in the clutch for Miami?
The Chicago
it's
game.
Crickets.
He took over an entire
series.
Oh,
Miami.
Yeah, he's with Cleveland.
In Miami? Oh, you say in Miami.
Yeah, in Miami.
He did make that layup against the Pacers. Indiana Pacers.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he
had two game winners with Miami. Other than that, you didn't hear nothing because he didn't take the last shot.
Still top five all the time.
After all that, still top five.
All
right, yeah, but.
Can we talk about Kyrie Irving just sunning Steph Curry completely?
Steph Curry having
to be on the bench at the end of the game because he can't.
Do you guys think everybody's saying, or a lot of people are saying, Kyrie's better than Steph?
No.
No.
Kyrie is a complete. I think he's a way better. He's better at what Steph does, at what Steph's greatest asset, which is scoring. I think Kyrie's a better scorer than him.
Yeah,
I think because Kyrie can score from everywhere. I think Steph seems to like limit himself. If Steph's not shooting a three, and Steph's a good mid-range shooter, decent, and he can get to the cup and finish. I think Steph's an underrated finisher. I'll say that, but I think Kyrie has way more
creativity.
Creativity, and like he has more to his arsenal, man. Yeah. Like he could put you in the post. Steph can't do that. Even finishing at the cup. I mean, come on, we've seen the type of finishes Kyrie can do. Yeah. I think he's a tougher guard. Just period. I think he's a tougher guard. Like you can still try to get physical with Kyrie, but it won't really work. Steph, you get physical. It seems like sometimes he kind of. That takes him out of the game just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, he doesn't need as many screens as Steph does.
Yeah.
I think Kyrie, you can just kind of put him on. You know what I mean? Like, give him the ball.
Yeah.
He come down. He can really say, like, all right, like just give me this wing. Give me this side. I'll handle my business. Steph, I don't know if he can really do that.
I think, the difference is, upstairs. You know, I don't think Kyrie's basketball IQ is where Steph's is,
Really?
And then, I feel like Kyrie's not really a point guard. He's kind of a two-guard trapped in the body of a point guard.
That's Steph.
And then, yeah, but he can play point guard. You know, he could be if he only had to shoot the ball 10 times a game, he still would be an effective point guard. You know,
who is Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, yeah. I think Kyrie needs the shots to get involved.
I think Steph's decision making is like questionable though. I've never saw him as a point guard. Like he used to have turnover problems last couple of years. You know what I mean?
So Steph has those.
Yeah, he does. They're both not really like that quintessential. Like they're not like Chris Paul, Steve Nash. They're never gonna be that. They're the new wave, man. Like they're the scoring point guards that just pass second, which is nothing wrong with that.
I just feel like Kyrie's like too streaky, man.
Yeah. He can get really high.
I've seen a lot of games where he's just like, you know, no different than JR. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like where he just shoots a bunch until he gets
high. Yeah, Mamba.
Hot.
He has the Mamba thing going. Yeah.
No, but Kobe is different.
Well, Kobe's
man.
His mentor,
like,
is what I'm saying.
Everybody always talking about, oh, he's like Kobe. He's baby Mamba. It's like, no, man. Like Kobe's. Like,
hey,
people
man,
he really,
shoot, they shoot people, it today.
Including Eric today, for some reason, y'all really underestimate Kobe.
I love Kobe.
Y'all underestimate him.
Why you about to cry?
Oh, no, I had him in my top five. I didn't even question it.
So. Kobe was something that will never happen again.
His name
basketball.
Is Russell Westbrook. He also exists.
Oh, yeah, okay. Westbrook has the potential to be.
That's GOAT.
Yeah, if you want to talk to somebody who is actually better than Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook's better than Steph Curry.
No, there is no question. This season, absolutely. I knew that last season.
I knew that.
No.
You said no.
Steph Curry's the second greatest player in the world.
According to who?
Well, KD's on his team. He's not even the second best player on his team.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah. I mean, he's not even the first. He's not the best player on his team anymore.
A lot of people underestimate KD, how great KD is.
KD, the third best player in the world, Steph Curry.
Behind Russell Westbrook and LeBron James.
And Steph Curry was number one into the finals last year.
You got to wake up.
Yeah, this man lost his mind here today.
LeBron,
I don't know what to tell him.
Smoked a pack this morning.
And then KD.
I don't even know what to tell him. Like, he just lost his mind.
He smoked a pack. He smoked a pack this morning.
What happened to you?
I don't know, dog. We took our break was too long. We should have came back.
He definitely.
I love it.
He ain't watched no basketball all year.
I've been watching basketball.
You say he's been watching. That's what I'm saying.
I've been watching the NBA.
Yeah, you've been watching the Hawks. That's not the NBA. That's not the NBA. Let's get that straight right now.
I've been watching NBA on TNT.
Jeremy
I've been
with the Shane.
No, that's not the NBA.
He's on them Charles Barkley
tapes. College basketball.
Steph Curry.
Look, man, let's get into our next topic here because we can do that all day, especially with Rashai here with the hot takes. 2016, just all the people that we lost in 2016, man. What a crazy year. Last night, I think, was also the end for Ronda Rousey. I think her career, I think it died in 2016.
She lost?
She lost.
Again.
She got punished.
In less than a minute.
46 seconds. 48 seconds.
So you mean to tell me she did all these commercials?
Yeah, all that talking, right? Yeah.
She got knocked out in less than a minute.
Whopped.
Could have done that.
Yes. But got paid like 60-something thousand a second for the whatever. Anyway. But crazy, dude. She got whopped last night. She lost again because I forgot the person she faced anyway. But once again to just boxing. Like, she can't box. So
say what you want about Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I know, right? And Floyd said he would help her like box, but she can't. She's just not quick enough. So she was just getting bop in the face about 6-7 times, and she was done. That was it, man. So yeah, no. But her career died in 2016 to me. That's it for her.
Goodbye, Ronda.
But no, 2016 just seemed like crazy. Everybody's talking about let's save Betty White. And the other ones.
They started a GoFundMe for Betty White. Wow. To save her from 2016.
But no, we got Prince, man, Ali, who else, man?
Sager,
of course. Sager
Fresh.
Bankroll did in 2016.
Shoddy Lowe. Arnold Palmer.
Stuart Scott.
Will Smith.
No, not Stuart Scott. That was 2015.
Oh, that was
2015,
okay.
Yeah.
What was the guy?
Will Smith.
Yeah. Will Smith. Oh, and then
Keon Carpenter.
Keon just passed. No. Joe McKnight.
Who was
murdered.
Carrie Fisher.
Boom. Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah. Rashawn Solomon, the Heisman winner. I think that's his name.
Rashawn Salam.
Salam, yeah.
Really? What? I didn't even.
Hey, it was a suicide.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Sheesh.
Yep.
I didn't even catch that. All right. Whoa.
Wow.
2016. Yeah. No, that's.
Five Dog.
Five made me almost tear up.
Yeah,
I'm a big Five fan, man.
It's been.
I hated seeing that. Five ones, damn. They don't seem real still when they performed at
Pat
SNL.
Pat Summitt
was another one.
Mm. Pat Summitt.
Like, it's literally like just going down this list. It's just like, oh, yeah.
John Saunders.
John Saunders.
Tommy.
You know who's not
Tommy
on that list?
What's his name? Tommy.
Tommy from Martin. That's his name.
Yo,
Tommy. Yeah, I know, right? It really is Tommy from Martin.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
You know who didn't go in 2016 that needs to? That should have.
Don't do that.
I don't care, man. You know what you did. All right, Zimmerman, what's up? What's happening? All right, look, I know, God, we should not wish that on anybody. All right? But, you know, if something happens to you, any of y'all going to be, you know, sad if something happens to Zimmerman?
Speaking of, Fidel Castro died.
Severus Snape, whatever his real name
is. Wait, who's that?
The guy who played in Harry Potter, the one who was Snape in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Jose Fernandez.
They said he really thought he was in Harry Potter. They said he really thought he was.
Willy Wonka died.
Really did.
Dang.
That's another person. They said he really thought he was Willy. That's wild.
I
think some of those dudes really thought they were like
George Michael.
George Michael just passed.
The president's wife.
Oh, Bush.
Ronald Reagan's wife.
Oh my God. I put that on Bush.
No.
She already passed though. My bad.
She did?
Yeah. Then she passed. Like,
No. I mean, not W. Bush though. That was That was
HB. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. She already passed.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan's wife. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, man, but 2016 was, it was just crazy.
Back
dog,
to back, like, all of them just like in threes.
It's crazy, like not even threes, like
it was like no fives.
It was like the whole year, like China. You know, it was that 1 year. Exactly,
China, the wrestler.
Yeah. But it was like I remember, I think 2009 when Michael Jackson died in June, and then like in August, Bernie Mac and
Whitney Houston.
And
Isaac Hayes
and Bernie Mac died in the same weekend, like 2 months later. They died in August, and Michael Jackson.
Two dark skinned legends, man.
Yeah. And it was just like, okay, they died in threes. I was like, that's kind of creepy.
That is creepy.
But this year, it happened all year. Yeah,
just dead.
And it was like, it was every day. It was like, bro, you heard Bancor Fresh died? No, man, he died, bro. And next. Bruh, Prince just died. What? Pat Summitt died. What? Craig Sager died. What? Harambe.
Wait, Bernie. Yo, we didn't say Harambe. Shout out to him getting the. Whew, damn, Harambe.
Oh, the president.
Damn, Harambe. You got the bullet to the dome, dog.
Nancy Reagan died. That was the president.
Yeah, okay.
David Bowie.
Yeah, you're right. Bernie Mac still doesn't seem like he's dead to me. I gotta point that out. I keep looking for him to like put out a.
It was
you
so,
know
he was so young.
That's true. Like, he was 50. That's it. Yeah.
It happened. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. So Bankroll Fresh still got singles on the radio.
That's yo. Every time I hear him, I'm like, yo, wait, what?
That song with Young Jeezy.
Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah,
he was like, yo, wait, Bank is still popping. I was like, yo, that's dope. Yeah, man, he got a lot of songs. I'm sure he recorded it. That is, they're being released now. But that's crazy, man. Atlanta, especially, we lost. It was a lot here. But we still got Gucci. All right, we at least still got Gucci here. All right,
we
got Gucci, man. We still got Gucci. But what else did we say about 2016 that was interesting? Instead of Donald Trump, I didn't even want to say his name, but I just said it. Damn it. it was interesting because of him, obviously. And how angry he made everybody. And it seemed like everybody was just kind of waiting. Like, 2016 went by fast because I think, like, the election was just, like, drawn out. Yeah. Like, everybody seemed tired as hell. Like, yo, when is this going to be over?
It was like that in 2008, though.
Yeah, true. It was getting, like, kind of just drawn out there to the point. It's like, all right, let's just get to the finish line.
2008, the election felt like 3 years, man.
It did.
Because people were so ready for Bush to be out of there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That they started campaigning in like 2006. I remember
that. Right. Anyways, no time. Yo, hold up.
And I think in 4 years it's going to be the same thing.
It will.
It's probably going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, at least 2016 on the good side, at least it did give us the Cubs winning the World
there
Series.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Cubs go. We
ain't
got Kanye.
From my Hawks or another one in Atlanta, but that's cool.
What is another top 2016 moment? Kanye and Trump hooking, becoming friends.
Oh yeah, Kanye's fall.
Kanye's fall. 2016. Yeah, all right,
if
Kanye's
you talk
fall.
About the A League 2016 highlights, getting GLC on the show to talk about Kanye from the inside, like that was really cool.
Wait, we got to figure. Yeah, I think 2016 was the year of the A League podcast.
Yeah.
We are the most poppinest podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud. All right, my bad. Plug. Had a plug.
Oh, I forgot to mention something else, Shad.
Right.
Your girl, Simone Manuel.
She was popping in 2016. Yes.
Yeah, why say that?
Oh my bad. Yeah, I already know. Going on. But yeah, but that was so cool. Like at the Olympics, like the first black woman to win an individual gold in swimming.
Yes. Yes, and fencing. I think she. We remember we had the fencer, yeah. And then,
well, I don't know if she won gold. Did she win? She didn't.
She like, but she finished like. I think she got like the highest.
Yeah,
like,
and she, medal she, received. She's wearing for a hijab. Too.
Yes, yes, yeah, that was dope.
American. Yes. Yeah, so it was like it's crazy how the Olympics showed how diverse the country was, and then the election
we went right.
Showed
yeah.
That,
yeah, I was really surprised.
We're like, oh, we're making progress.
Came out during the election, like you didn't. Right, I just didn't expect to see that, you know, in 2016. Right. But you know,
it was like Trump said a lot of racist stuff. But it was kind of like, it was still some type of, although everybody wants to say no filter, there was still some sort of filter.
Yeah.
And people, like, they voted for Trump. They just heard those things that the media kind of highlighted, the crazy stuff he said.
Yeah.
And then they took it and went to a whole nother level, and they were like, Trump at the end of it. So it was just like,
nah, that was
2016 was, it was weird with the whole Trump thing. I still can't believe it's happening next month.
I think 2016 was like the year of the scammers.
Yeah. Right.
I think scammers really won in 2016.
Too much Drake in 2016.
Designer.
Oh, that's a huge
designer.
Scammer. That's the biggest scammer.
Designer.
Yeah.
Scamming from Future.
Sure. Drake is the biggest scammer,
you
but anyway,
what,
go ahead.
I like Drake, and that was too much of him in 2016.
Thank you.
I agree with that. I hear him on every song.
I'm tired.
Him, Future, and 2 Chainz, they just need to take a year off.
Yeah, we'll be all right. They went hard for 2016.
No, the thing about 2 Chainz, I love 2 Chainz and stuff, but like I realized after seeing him a few times, I'm like, you know, with 2 Chainz, it's kind of like every time I see him live or something, I want him to bring somebody out. Like,
yeah.
He can't just be 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Last night was like that.
Like, he has a feature on every song,
yep.
Or he's featured on someone else's song.
Yep.
So it's like, dang, 2 Chainz. Yeah, yeah. Do it by yourself.
He's Paul Millsap.
Wow. That is so unnecessary. Look, he smiled about it. He smiled about it. He's like, yo, I got that.
On a free throw streak. Win the game. Hawks down by 8. Who going to carry
you
home?
Another big moment, though, you know, was Jimmy Johnson winning his 7th National.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't even realize how big that
He's
is.
He's still doing
like,
it. Like, still doing it.
He tied the most of, like, that's. People don't understand how hard that is to do in NASCAR today because so many people win races now. It's not like when Richard Petty was racing. He could just win 30 races in a year and nobody would care. It's like, okay, that's Richard Petty. Everybody else's car broke down. No, this is an era where, like, technology is at its highest, and
that name is hilarious.
It's hard to win, you know, races now, and you know.
Oh, shout out to him, man!
Oh yeah,
Richard Petty.
Yeah, that junk is crazy. Jimmy Johnson, like, still winning championships. Because I remember when I was like in elementary school, and like I think the crazy dude Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart had his run, and then right after that, it was Jimmy Johnson started winning. And I was a kid, so it's like the fact that he's still winning championships now. Like, I mean, I'm about to finish school.
I mean,
it's like, it's ridiculous, man.
Michael Jordan, you know, won, what, 7?
Now yeah.
Jimmy Johnson
no, he won
seven.
6.
He won 6?
6, yeah.
Who won 7?
Oh, Robert Horry.
So Robert Horry is better than Michael Jordan.
And we, no, and, we, and we're back to this.
Nah, bro.
And we're back like to this. No, 2016.
But 2016, my moment, we just talking about favorite moment. My moment was the Kobe paper. Let me tell y'all the story behind the Kobe. So it's the last day of the NBA season. And it's like the Warriors are going for 73 and Kobe's last game. Kobe's on ESPN2 and then the Warriors are on ESPN. So me and the colleagues decided we were going to go to Taco Mac to watch the game on Peachtree. So we went to Taco Mac. I have a paper due the next day, a 5-page paper on a book that I did not read. So I got on my phone the cliff notes of the book. And I'm reading the cliff notes all night in between commercial breaks on the way there, on the way back. I didn't drive. Someone drove me. And I'm just reading the cliff notes in between. Everybody's telling jokes and telling stories in between. And I'm watching the games. Kobe dropped 60. The Warriors broke the record. And we're all celebrating in Taco Mac. I think I had something to eat. And the food was amazing. I get back to the crib. It's like 1 o'clock. And I have to type up 5 pages by the morning. And I did it. I finished reading the cliff notes. I don't know how I did it. I washed clothes. I finished at about 7 a.m.
Ladies, you hear that, ladies? You
I got an A on the paper.
Look at that. Boom.
Dedication. Didn't
drop
even
the
read the book.
Look at that.
And Kobe scored 60.
Look at what he said.
So that's the Kobe paper. I don't even know what the book was now at the end of the year. I think it was Uncle Tom's Cabin.
That's a top 2016 moment right there. Yeah.
I'll never top moment. That. When I graduate college, I'm going to think about that Kobe paper.
That Kobe paper is why you graduate.
Exactly.
There you go.
I got an A. What's up? I didn't even read the book. And I can say that now because I'm done with the class.
Kids, you don't have to read.
You don't
have to read the book.
I didn't finish. I finished like one book in high school.
You don't have to read. Listen. Oh,
people don't read enough as it is.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't say that. Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I read. I just don't read like books assigned to me in school.
Yeah.
I read outside stuff to enlighten my mind.
Look at that. Stay woke. Everybody
shout out
stay
to
woke.
GLC.
GLC?
Ism.
Yeah.
Already.
We got to shout out.
Yeah, that was my podcast. Top 2016 moment.
I don't even know another top 16 moment for myself instead of getting curved 1,000 times. I think I broke the record of getting curved.
Oh, he had that moment on Twitter with the whole Doc Rivers vine.
Oh, man. Like, that's a real situation. That, you know, when your debit card, you know, sometimes it gets declined at the wrong time. Oh, yeah, no, that's real. That is real. No, that is. 2016 moment was... I don't know what happened. What was actually like fun for me in 2016? I can't remember. This year went by like this whole internet age. Everything is just too fast. I can't remember. Like things seem old. They're not really that old though. I can't remember what happened in 2016. It was all a blur. I don't even. I went to Chicago. I got to see. Shout out to my sisters Viva and Nina. I love y'all. I got to go to Chicago and chill out with them for a couple of days. And
family.
Party, yeah, and party and have fun. That was really dope just to see them because I don't get to see them often. So I would say that's my most fun moment. Yeah, I would say 2016. What's happening, fellas?
Like I said earlier, I mean, the as far as I think, you know, like I said, for me the top sports moment was the Cubs winning the World Series. For me personally, I can't really
I know.
Kinda like on you on some sort of like wave, like kind of like you, like I can't really name because it just seemed like
it was a blur.
It was a blur. It went it went by so fast. I can't think of anything.
That's what's crazy, man. It's like I'm scrambling to think of what really happened in 20. I got a dog. I don't know. Shout out to my dog. I got a dog named Bane, y'all. Say what's up to him. He's real ugly, but he's cute. He's like ugly cute.
Ugly God.
The original ugly God. Yes. 2016. Man. Mm-hmm. Yo, we were going to talk about this as well. Just the awkwardness.
Wait, hold on. Jeremy, gotta go.
Jeremy, you going or what?
Oh no. I was Jeremy. Just, you know, my personally for me, you know, 2016 was long. It wasn't a blur to me. It was like a lot of big moments in my life and a lot of bad moments in my life.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I graduated college to start the year. You know, got my first job. And, you know, around summertime, I went to Mexico, you know,
hey.
1 year anniversary with my girlfriend, you know, we went to Mexico, so it was fun.
Look at that, he in love.
This man had a heck of a year.
Oh, yeah.
He in love, you know, look at that, the track record.
You know, got started with the A-League. That was fun. That's, you know, that happened, what, June, July?
June, yeah.
That was big, you know. You know, of course, I lost my pops this year, but, you know.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
And then. For sure. You know, just enjoying, you know, family around the holidays. So
UGA let you down one more season.
They won yesterday.
Yeah, they let me down. But you know what? The Falcons kind of, you know, I kind of called it before the season started. I told you guys the Falcons.
What'd you say?
I said they were going to win the division. Everybody laughed at me because they thought Carolina. Everybody said Carolina.
I probably laughed. I know I laughed.
Everybody said Carolina's just going to repay.
Cam dabbing on us. Yeah.
And they were like, well, there's no way that he's not gonna repeat last year. I was like, it's hard to recreate how they got hot last year. And here they are sitting, what are they right now?
In the lottery. Top five in the lottery.
Yeah. They'll end up being 5-11 or 6-10 or something like that. So,
damn.
Yeah. It went down for them.
It went down.
Yep. So, Hawks got swept again.
But that happened twice. Yes, it
by the same team.
That's going to happen every year for the next 5 years until they actually get a player that's
a
star.
No, Dwight Howard is the only player in the Eastern Conference.
Listen to what you're saying, man. That's like saying Ben Wallace.
I hate how y'all do this.
That's like saying Ben Wallace is going to come in. He's going to be the superstar. That's basically Ben Wallace.
He's basically
point.
Ben Wallace.
There's
no correlation.
Ben Wallace could hit a free throw if he could dunk it.
I think LeBron beat Ben Wallace.
LeBron beat.
I love that. That's so true, though.
It is. Yeah.
Ben Wallace couldn't hit free though if he dunked
LeBron
it.
LeBron beat Ben Wallace.
So?
He did.
He never beat Dwight.
But he's only played Dwight once.
Why y'all doing this?
Okay, in the Eastern Conference Finals. In LeBron's peak. With LeBron's best team the first time around in Cleveland.
I'm not even going to argue with you about this. But
with the Antoine Jameson and the Boobie Gibson and the Zuchuna Zilgauskas and the Boobie Gibson.
We're
going to
wait. We're going to wait.
Mo Williams, who was an all-star. Delonte West coming off the bench.
We're going to wait to March. Oh, wait. They won't be there in March. They won't even make the playoffs.
Damn.
So,
look out.
I can't speak on that. I can't say
anything. Yeah, yeah. I can't speak on that. Actually getting there. But if they actually faced each other.
We are the fifth seed right
in the
now.
Playoffs. Well, the East is like all separated by a game. Yeah, from that's 3-10.
I know, that's right. You're not supposed to say that part.
Right.
They can lose nine. They'll probably lose nine in a row at some point, and then they'll be like the 25th seed in the NBA.
The 25th.
NBA least.
What happened to y'all over the – did we ever get to talk about awkward questions that we got over the break? Or did we get any? Did y'all get any awkward questions from family instead of them pressing us about who we dating?
Exactly.
Back up off me, man.
Like, it's literally like, oh, you got handsome. You got a girlfriend? Nah. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, there you go. The follow-up question.
It's like, what's wrong? What you waiting for? I was like, I'm really just trying to get right, you know, in my career and everything. I'm just trying to, you know, focus on.
I love
you know,
that. He's like, yeah, I'm just trying to.
They're like, oh,
I'm focused
okay.
on. You gotta say, I'm focused on me. Yeah, I'm focused on me right
they're
now.
They're like, yeah, that's what you do. You young. You focus on getting your stuff right because these girls can be a distraction.
They lying though. You know what? That's such a fake. Because if you would have said you had a girl, they would have been like, that's good. That's what you. You know what I mean? Yeah. But as soon as you, they feel like bad for you. Like, you know, that's okay. And then they walk away like probably like, damn, he can't get nobody. Yeah.
Oh man. Because I know someone that asks me that all the time, like, you know, do you got a girlfriend? Are you thinking about marriage yet? And nothing against marriage, but just not now. Like,
there's nothing against not now.
Just not now. Like, I'm not trying to go 130 and a 75.
There you go. Listen to the voice.
A gem.
Oh, 130 and a 75. He ain't trying to do it. I don't know why they press anyway. They miserable. They want you to get with somebody, and then it's like, wait, but aren't you miserable with Uncle?
Don't say that.
Nah. I'm keeping it real. Nah. Because you know they be coming from the people who are the most. And it's like, wait, why do you want me to be where you are? I'm good right here.
So they can fantasize about how it's like to be in a brand new marriage.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's what it is.
They can see that hope and take it back to that.
Exactly. It's like, oh, wait, I remember that.
Right now, like, can I, like, I don't know, get my own apartment or own place first?
Hell yeah.
I'm still staying in the dorm. Like,
can I get out of college?
You know can I graduate?
Yeah. Can I do that part?
Can I do that first? Yep. Can you wait?
Can I figure out where I'm going to work?
But, you
next
know,
year?
that's kind of like, you know, as soon as you turn 18, everybody's like, when you get married?
Yeah.
When you get married?
Yeah, that's wild.
I got to get
my dog did, car? In 2016, real story, my dog got married back in April. It was like a beautiful ceremony. Like, he was crying.
Aww.
I was on the verge of tears. I ain't gonna lie.
Look at that.
But I didn't cry.
That's
at
a real
all.
Man. Now, you a real man if you cry. Real man cry. That's all right.
Except for me. I ain't a real man because I don't cry. But, like, they separated like 3 weeks ago.
Damn, look at that.
Wow.
Life comes at you fast.
At the end of 2016.
Got to grab.
But he didn't even want it to end. It was the girl's fault. I'm not going to go into details because
now put them on blast. T report.
They're still trying to figure out the divorce like contract and all that. So I can't put out the. Full
I should
details,
laugh at their pain. That's messed up. It's just.
But it's just like dang, bro.
Marriages are just like throwing.
I thought he was growing up for real, but it was like that's one of those marriages when you like 40 and you look back on you and like remember when you was in college and you got married?
Yeah.
For like 6 months. Oh man, don't bring that up around my kids.
Just wait, people. Everybody rushing to get married because these relationship goals on Instagram and Twitter and all that. Just funneling this stupidness of getting married. You know what I mean?
Especially now with
social media.
Season.
Social media and, you know, family has become like the. I don't know. It's like it's. I don't know if there's a correlation, but it seems like people get married faster and get divorced faster now because of all that. They see all the social media stuff.
Yeah.
And goals. Like, well, you're supposed to be doing this, but you're not. And so I'm going to go, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I see this on Instagram. And I want this kind of wedding. It's like, man.
I'm going to be a relationship guru for a second.
They want that Beyonce, Jay-Z relationship goals. They want that Barack and Michelle relationship goals.
But what
goals.
They fail to realize is that Jay-Z became Jay-Z and Beyonce became Beyonce first.
First. Before
thank you.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like it's crazy. Like you see these there are literally videos of relation like couples who are taking videos and pictures of themselves doing just normal couple stuff.
And oh, yeah, go put crazy music over to it.
And put music to it.
And they're like,
and they're kissing.
Are so goals.
It's like they're not doing, they're eating dinner. They are eating dinner, dude.
They're
relax.
Dinner.
They're riding in a car.
Yes, they're riding in a car.
They're listening to music.
Look at the way she looks at him. You can tell she really loves him.
And it's
like,
set
shut
to
up. Shut up. You don't even know.
It's set to some love song.
Yes.
It's set to like some
Chris Brown. Usually Chris Brown.
Hey, but you know who's perfect, though? The Currys. The whole family.
Oh, my God. That is perfect family.
Hey, why are we trying to make about, sick, about goals, like that family is perfect.
But then he blew a 3-1 lead.
I saw, we ain't gonna bring that up. Did y'all see the video of it was I think Riley on Christmas, like the Mama Curry was singing like some church Christmas carol to Riley, and Riley was sign languaging with it and singing. I was like, oh my gosh,
this family is
perfect.
They are perfect.
Like,
yeah, no, they are.
She was like, and Jesus let the whole world know. Riley was like imitating. Oh,
I can glow around her. I can imagine.
I can literally see that being the first family without actually being the first family.
Yeah, exactly. I can see them with a reality show.
I think they have one.
Oh, they have one?
Yeah, I think they do.
Wait, she's TLC. No, she has a cooking show.
With Aisha.
Aisha. No disrespect, but.
Shout out to Aisha.
No disrespect.
Shout out to Sadell, for real.
Are you plotting? I see.
I tried. All right, so in 2016, I tried to talk to Sadell Curry like last summer because I had a mutual friend that's like best friends with her.
Okay.
So like I tried to slide in, and they were like, "Sorry, Sadell's talking to someone."
Oh, what's up? Why they blocking?
But this was like in June.
Oh, okay.
This like is right before. After the finals.
Man,
why they blocking though?
I know, right? That's what I'm saying.
That's like, what I would ask. Why you blocking?
That's a good man. Rashad's exactly. A good man, and he's got a popping podcast.
I mean, it's all good. Facts. Good. But you know, we on to Simone Manuel now.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We gotta keep it on track. Nah, but no, that is like the perfect family. Yeah, but we gotta kill that. Like, in 2016, let's kill this relationship goals type of stuff. Let's kill that, and let's like you just do your relationship.
Let's kill the jokes. They get old on social media. Like social media kills everything. Like something will be funny the first time, and then just keep going at it. Keep going. Like the raindrop drop top thing is
they're killing it right now. I'm like, yo,
it was funny the first time.
It was, but now
it's like, okay.
No, that song's been out for like 4 months. Like the world, like the rest of the nation is just catching on. Everybody here, like been in Atlanta, we've been heard it because we probably the first here.
Like,
but that song's been out. So I'm kind of like, all right, come on now.
The first time I heard it, they came to Georgia State for Wildin' Out and they performed it. I didn't know the song. It's the first time I heard it.
Really?
Yeah.
The song came out in October.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
This was in October.
Yeah,
Georgia State.
That's
like around homecoming.
Okay.
And
then
like, so I didn't know the song. I don't listen to Migos. I don't listen to Uzi. So I had no reason to listen to the song.
Don't listen to Migos.
And then, not really. Like not outside of like the singles that they push.
Oh, okay.
I listened to it. I was like, okay, I like it. And I was really bopping with it. And then everybody started catching on to it. And then everybody started this whole meme thing.
Raw drop. Yeah. Even the lady, greens, beans, potatoes, all that lady.
That got old in a week. How did it get old in a week?
This is why 2016 went by fast because we're living by like trends pretty much now.
Right.
Like everything is like, all right, week to week, what is the funniest thing we can like
What
draw
is the
out?
Newest challenge?
Yeah, what's the newest challenge? Yeah, let's kill challenges too. Like
Mannequin challenge.
I saw there's a Soulja Boy challenge. That made me bust out.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
DC Young Fly did
DC
it.
DC Young Fly.
I haven't watched it yet.
I think it's like they're mocking him though, right? Aren't they like mocking him?
I don't know.
Why is Soulja Boy still relevant? In 2016?
I don't know. Because he has a Draco.
Well, he did that himself. he called out Lil Boat.
Lil Boat.
Who is Boat?
Let's leave Lil Boat in 2016.
Oh, yeah, leave Soulja Boy in 2016.
No, I'm just kidding.
Soulja Boy got less than 2012.
Hey, Lil Boat, I'm going to do an interview with you.
How you going to say it?
So I'm sorry, bro. We're gonna keep you in 2017 to do the A League.
Lobo. Yeah, no. And then just a year, like, I think this was a great music year as well. I gotta throw that in there.
Yeah.
This was a lot of dope albums. Cool. I can't even rank them. It's so hard for me to say my favorite, like, hip hop album or whatever. R&B.
My favorite album this year was Solange.
Really? Don't Touch My Hair and all that?
That was my favorite album.
That seems to be, like, high praise. Everybody loves that album. That was dope, man. I liked, there's too many. I'm such a hip hop dude. But Frank Ocean obviously was a beast album to me. Frank Ocean's, even Kendrick's Unmastered.
Yeah, yeah.
You had Schoolboy Q's Blank Face.
Yeah.
Saba, Bucket List. Man, who else? It's just like so
Life
man,
of Pablo. Life of Pablo is Life one of my favorite albums this year.
Oh yeah, we talked about. But we said the first half is good, then the second half is
trash.
Yeah, there was a lot of albums that kind of just disappointed.
Coloring
Book. Yeah. I like Coloring Book.
Oh, Chance. Chance came out this year.
It wasn't acid rap, but it was cool.
They said Most Def was actually supposed to come out too this year.
Were you guys kind of disappointed with J. Cole's album? Because I was a little bit.
No, it was like.
It was all right.
He did something different. He did a concept album.
Yeah. It was from the perspective of talking to his friend's daughter.
J. Cole's never done a concept.
Yeah, he really hasn't before.
So I thought that was pretty cool. But like, if you're talking about the actual music.
Yeah, I'm talking about the music. Yeah.
I actually listening to like it first listen, it was just like, eh.
Yeah, it didn't touch the other one.
Okay. Right. Oh, Forest Hills.
Yeah, Forest Hills.
See, and I keep hearing flip flop. People said this is better than Forest Hills. Forest Hills is better than this.
The message was better.
The message was probably better.
What he was trying to do.
Like, Forest Hills was like a homecoming. Right. We're just talking about growing up in NC. Right. So yeah.
That's what people could relate to more because that I ain't never did this. People could relate to that. Yeah. Like that. I like what he was trying to do with it, but
you feel like it just didn't come together.
I just didn't like the music.
Yeah,
it was all right.
But yeah. I got a really good friend that's like he's huge. He's always been J. Cole, like diehard J. Cole. He was even like, as soon as it came out, he hit me up and was like, man, you know. And this is like he loves every J. Cole song possible. He's like, man, I'm still trying to understand like this album. It like, took a while for it to sink in.
Yeah,
but it's like I know like these days everybody wants albums to sink in like immediately. It's like that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I had to listen to it 3 times before
exactly.
I got it.
Exactly, right. I had to because like, I was missing it. Like, oh, okay. But my favorite song is Neighbors on that.
Neighbors, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like that actually happened. To me, that's dope that he wrote about that.
No
but
pun intended.
He wasn't.
He really had like SWAT
but the
team.
Neighbors, the
SWAT
neighbors,
team.
The neighbors thought he was, but
yeah, that's oh, crazy. Man. The SWAT team really came up on this dude's
speaking
house.
Speaking of like 2016's been rough for RJ, man.
Who's that? RJ who?
RJ Hunter.
Yeah, I know, I'm playing. Yeah. RJ, man, that's, you know what, that's another, like, damn, you know, like, RJ was just, it just seems like, yo, not too long
but
ago, he
like
was hitting
every
that game
time,
winner.
Every time he gets, like, an opportunity to play, like, 20-plus minutes, he gets 17, 19 points. But that's all he can do.
Yeah, he's just a shooter, though.
But it's just like.
He can't even make open shots. He
I feel
had,
like.
The worst percentage in open
if
shots.
If you could do that, though, I don't know.
So 2017, we want RJ to be the man. We want RJ and Hunter back on the scene. That's 27.
Why don't the Hawks sign him?
I don't know.
Like, they just refuse to sign him.
They have a full roster.
Yeah, we do.
So?
We
do. So it's like, what? You
still garbage.
Like, what?
They
Ryan,
could probably
Ryan
use
Kelly
him.
For him?
They could probably use
you
him.
You said who?
Ryan Kelly for him? Cut Ryan Kelly? They
cut DeAndre
RJ.
Bembry and one of them scrubs? I mean, oh, I'm sorry.
One of them scrubs. Wow.
Hey, I apologize. Hey, Bembry can come on A-League, man.
Actually, Bembry. I like Bembry.
He probably will. Yeah. No, he is nice. He can play. He's just young.
I don't know. I never seen him play.
Oh, he played.
Look at the highlights.
He played against Denver.
Yeah, he played pretty well against Denver.
Yeah, he played against Denver.
Froga.
Oh, Orlando Brown.
Oh,
Rashard.
Yeah.
There we go.
He that's, got the he.
Okay.
2016.
Right, hey,
he got to stay in.
I'm sorry. We slept on him.
What? Whatever that was.
Talking to you.
Yo, his rap. Yo, he really be going in on those. Have you seen those videos of him rap? Like,
yeah.
He be really spitting hard. Like not. Like I'm not saying it's good, but it's like. He thinks he's like on another level. Like he thinks he's. I think he made a diss about Kendrick. One, not a whole song, but he had a line diss Kendrick. I was like, this
I saw a video wilding. In 2006. Wilding. First one, when he was on a red carpet and he was like, "I got rhymes is better than Biggie." I'm like, "Bow Wow and Tupac combined." He's like, "What?"
No.
And that was 10 years ago when no one was paying attention to him. Like, and I think, like, just over the past decade, he's gone crazier.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's gotten to the point where you
all
can't
All Disney
ignore
stars.
It.
He need to go get
It's sad,
help,
man. It's all Disney stars, including,
all of them,
like.
Lindsay Lohan washed.
Like Zendaya
Lizzie
a few
McGuire.
Years ago, she was like, that's never going to be me. And now, like, Zendaya's cussing and stuff. I'm
damn.
Like,
Hillary
Zendaya's
Duff is Lizzie McGuire.
Like, Hillary Duff. That's it. Yeah, like, all of them are just kind of like, you know, after they're done, they're done.
Especially
that dude is rapping.
Simone.
Yeah, God, she doesn't count. She doesn't exist. Yeah.
Oy,
her and Ben Carson, they lost their spot in the Black Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, gone.
Stacey Dash, too.
How do you successfully perform brain surgery and still get kicked out the Black People Hall of
Look
Fame?
Look at that. Because he don't know, dog. He don't, and then he fronted on Growing Up in the Projects. And they looked at his track record and they said, homie, you didn't grow up. You grew up in Marietta. Like,
cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Yeah, dude was. Yeah, Ben Carson, you also getting left in 2016, dude.
What was the best movie of
No Hairline Heaven?
I don't know. I don't really watch movies.
You don't?
The best movie of 2016. What was the best movie of 2016? Fences? No, I don't know. I haven't seen Fences.
Fences
yet.
Is really good.
I heard it's good. I need to see that. The Avengers was dope.
Oh, I saw that movie with
Black Panther, baby.
With Zac
like
Efron.
No, Civil War was good.
With the wedding with Zac Efron and some other dude. It was like a funny movie. It came out this
it felt like a slow movie year.
Dirty Grandpa?
No, it wasn't Dirty Grandpa.
It was
about a wedding. It was about a wedding.
They're doing Wedding Crashers too, by the way.
Oh,
what?
I want to see that. Wedding Crashers 1 was dope.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite movies.
It's so funny. Every time
it come on TV, I gotta watch it.
I saw this animals cartoon movie like on Christmas with the family.
Zootopia?
Yeah.
Zootopia is good.
That was a nice movie. That was a nice
movie. I'd be surprising myself with these cartoons.
My dad was roasting it the whole time, but I was like, deep down inside, I really liked it. And I was like, be quiet, dad, it's good.
Was Straight Outta Compton this year or was that last year?
Was that this year?
See, I'm saying 2016 felt long. I think that was this year.
No, it can't be.
I think it was last year.
It was last year because it got nominated for the awards
right.
this year.
Oh, you're right.
That was last year. See? And then it was all those Straight Outta memes.
Right.
Exactly. Deadpool came out this year. Deadpool was dope.
Yeah.
Moonlight. We talked about Moonlight. That's a great movie. Everybody needs to see Moonlight. That was such a good movie. I didn't see The Jungle Book, but I heard Jungle Book was dope.
The Obama movie came out this year.
Oh, with you?
Yeah, I really wanted to see it, but I didn't.
It's on Netflix. You talking about that one? I just watched that. Yeah, it's on Netflix. That's good. It's really good. I just watched that the other day. Yeah, check that out. Obama
put
on
some
Netflix.
Respect on it, bro. Okay. Like the movie was just in the theaters.
The 13th, we saw that. That's on Netflix as well.
Yeah, that's on Netflix. The Get Down. Did you guys watch The Get Down?
Yes, that was a good series.
That's a good series. I like that.
Suicide Squad was really underrated too.
This was the year. Suicide Squad.
I really like their soundtrack. Yeah.
We got to shout out our two shows, man. This is the year of the black television TV shows. We got Atlanta FX and Insecure. Right. If everybody's watching Insecure, those two shows, man.
Oh, yes.
Y'all got to watch those two shows. Beast. Season two, next year. I'm not just saying
that because I'm on it.
Yeah. I'm not paid to say that.
I hope we get those Golden Globes so I could get a raise next year.
There you go.
Season two.
That's what we talking about.
Yeah, man. Captain America, I don't know if anybody saw that.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good?
Okay. That's probably the action movie of the year.
I think, Black Panther comes out like next year, right? Yeah. Or 2018 or something.
It's next year.
Next year? All right. Don't let me down. Michael B. Jordan's in it.
Don't let me down.
Yeah, I know, right? This is so bad. I'm like so nervous. Like, don't. Ryan Coogler is like directing. I'm like, please, man, just take your time. Don't rush it out.
Right.
And do it right because you know they're going to be watching. Can't wait to criticize it.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man coming out next year, too.
Spider-Man is
both filmed in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Everything's from Atlanta. That's crazy. Fast and Furious is coming out next year, right?
Yeah.
Which I hope it's the last one.
Yeah,
just stop.
They should have
stopped. Yeah, right after Paul Walker passed. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 2000, yeah. This ended, dude. Yeah, now it's in New York. I think it should end in New York.
We didn't need a new one anyway.
We don't.
But if you haven't seen Fences, man, Fences is good?
Okay. Fences, I'm going to check that out.
It touches on so many issues that are going on in our community.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised. Like, when I went, I just went, you know, because my brother, he read the book in high school. He wanted to see it. My mom wanted to see it because, you know. But, you know, I don't usually like movies like that, but.
That was good. Yeah, okay.
The acting was great.
You got Denzel and Viola. Like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, Denzel's at his best in this movie.
Denzel was at Morehouse the other week talking about it.
No, I saw him get an interview talking about something totally different, but I didn't see him at Morehouse.
He was at Morehouse.
He was talking about media and just information, how the information.
Get your facts right.
He's always like, he's always feeling like he's talking to, like, I feel like he's always in character. It's like weird trying to figure out if he's being serious or not.
Right.
But he is being serious. He's just a really intelligent guy. Right. But it's just interesting hearing him talk. Nah, but 2016, in a nutshell, only one word to say 2016 would be Trump.
Weird.
That's what I'm going to say.
Right.
Okay.
No, I don't want to say that. No, 2016, dope year. 2017, we're looking to do big things, man. A-League Podcast. I'm so proud of us, man, to get this thing going here. We're doing a hell of a job. We got more interviews on the way. People, stay tuned. Stay committed. Stay with us. Let's go around the room with Do What We Do to end this off. Eric, your boy here. Hawkshoop.com. Check us out. We got daily updates on the Hawks.
Squad.
And we have daily updates on Paul Millsap for Jeremy Johnson. Hawks Hoop, ESPN, True Hoop, HawksHoop.com. Check us out there. EricYaboah.com is my website. EYaboah5 is my Twitter. Yes, sir.
RashawnMilligan.com. In 2017, I'm looking forward to watching the Super Bowl because I missed the Super Bowl this year. I was sick, and I was in the hospital. I was, like, unconscious for most of the day. It was pretty trash, but when I woke up, I found out that the Super Bowl was also pretty trash. Hey, yo, 2016, man, like, Simone, you did it. We did it.
I didn't think we did it, though.
RashawnMilligan.com.
We did it.
You know, 2017, I'm looking for, you know, I think the state of Georgia is going to get their first championship this year, or at least get a chance to play for a championship.
He jinxed it. Please. No, no, no. I think he'll be right. Please.
He jinxed it. We got the Braves. I think the Braves will be contenders this year. People aren't talking about them. Think they'll be a contender. Think Georgia will have a chance to play for the SEC championship next year.
No, that's a lie.
And I think the Falcons are.
So the Braves going to jump from going out of the playoffs to the World Series.
I can tell you don't watch them.
Look, KG.
I do watch them.
KG said anything's possible.
What are you talking about? My boy Dansby Swanson's on the team.
No, what I'm saying
is
they got hot near the end of the year, and their team fits together perfectly, and baseball isn't about who has the most talent. It's about who feels good playing together.
There you go.
It's right. Cleveland was in the same place as Braves were last year, and they played for a World Series this year. So I can see the Braves being this year's Cleveland.
Oh, wow. You think we can do it?
We have an MVP candidate, Freddie Freeman, in the middle of our lineup. But anyway, I think the Falcons are the NFC.
There's no way the Braves are going to the World Series.
The Falcons can win it.
The Falcons are our contender.
They say we can beat the Patriots, but I'm just going to. You know,
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about anything.
Y'all don't want to say that?
No.
Shout out to my Packers, though. What are we? You see my Packers balling.
But I'm on Twitter, Clark_Kent_75.
I get my Superman on.
You?
Oh, yeah. Akeem Balaam, A-K-I-E-M, B-A-I-L-U-M. Twitter, the gram, beyondthew.com. And what I'm looking forward to in 2017 is I've already made my Super Bowl pick, and I'm gonna announce it right here.
Oh, we get the special.
Oh, right, okay. In 2017, here, right now, good. I am saying,
oh no,
Super Bowl pick for 2017 in Houston will be New England Patriots against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, let's get it! King, what's happening? Yeah, see, I'm thankful. That's a smart man right there. That's a smart man.
That's what I wanted.
Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers is what we want.
Yeah, you can get that. Yeah.
Jeremy, don't do that. I know what you're doing over there. You
know the NFL has wanted for a pretty long time. They finally going to get
what did Aaron Rodgers say? What did Aaron Rodgers say?
Houston.
What did Aaron Rodgers say? He said, I think we can run the table. What has he done? 5 straight? No interceptions, balling, MVP. Sorry, Matt Ryan, no MVP for you this year. But it's going to be Aaron Rodgers MVP after tomorrow night when we
Talking about Aaron Rodgers winning the MVP this year.
Bro, nobody cares about Aaron Rodgers. We're in Georgia. We don't
it's
care.
It's literally I've heard Tom Brady. Every time I bring Ezekiel up his Elliott, name, Dak you know, Prescott, Matt all Ryan, Green Derek Bay. Carr. I've heard those 5 names.
All Green Bay.
No one has said Aaron Rodgers. All right,
so when he's walking on that stage accepting that award, I don't want to hear from none of y'all.
All Green Bay is to me.
My guy Myles Garrett is going number 1 in the draft next year. Shout out to Miles. That's my dog from Texas A&M.
You see this G on my chest? This is not Green Bay. This is Georgia.
It should be. That, you know, that's the same. You know, that is the same. Okay,
it's the same G.
It is the same
G. Just different colors.
It's a different color, man. Shout out to all the home. Everybody do a quick shout out. Shout out to my mama, 2016. I love you. Shout out to Viva, Nina. What's happening? Yo, Rich, what's up? Sean, what's up? Z, what's up? Alex, what's up? Licks, what's up? What am I doing? Yo, what's up to everybody? What's up to all the homies, 2016? It was a fun year. We'll see y'all in 2017. It's the A-League Podcast. Peace.
Napa know-how. A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.